ti. Tu dolor es vivir, tu ansiedad es morir, es morir, es morir.
on them, it's on.
They're up the zoo. Hey, huh? Hey.
Así, 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 ay, ay.
The jungle, when purple shadows fall, well, a lover calling for his mate, a cries his maiden call, yeah. In the jungle, but you got me feeling wild, and every time I feel your kisses, baby, all I wanna do is growl. No, I love you. So come on and hold me now. Well, squeeze me, baby, now. Closer now, yeah. Love me, baby, now.
Come on.
Well, kiss me, baby, yeah, now.
Come on.
Well, come on, baby, love me, baby,
love me now, now, now.
I love you. Well, for your sake, it's kind of loving. Gonna love you, baby, till the
something going on down here in these parts. It's put a buzzing in my head, a thumping in my heart. I didn't know just what the trouble was, but I was in an awful state. The witch doctor said it was jungle love or something that I ate. Oh, I got jungle love, jungle love. I thought that I would take a walk and see if I could get my breath. Then I heard a noise up in the trees that scared me half to death. It was a caw-caw bird flapping his wings and calling to his mate. Come on, baby, I got jungle love. Let's go celebrate. 'Cause I got jungle love. Jungle love. The sound of hoofbeats come charging through the brush. I stood face to face with a rhinoceros. He looked at me and snorted, and then he pawed the ground. He says, "Out of the way, you little squirt. I'm off to do the town. 'Cause I got jungle love, jungle love." I saw a monkey in a tree swinging to and fro. She was holding her baby in her arms and singing sweet and low. "Go to sleep, my little baby, and don't you worry none. Someday you'll have this jungle love and you will sing this song." Oh, I got jungle love, jungle love.
Afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message. how was I to know that the wreckage of my plane had been fixed by my partner who had my girl in lover's lane?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let's make romance.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. And when I woke up, my head wasn't too clear, and I had a strange feeling I was with some cooking gear. I smelled something cooking, and I looked to see. That's when I found out there was a cooking me.
Hey, Gordo, get out of here.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let's make romance.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I jumped in the ocean and I started to swim, but my chances of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed out a whale who was hit my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but when I saw my baby, here's what I said.
Baby, baby, the man is no good. Baby, baby, you should have understood. You can't trust me as long as I'm free. So come back pretty, baby, where you used to be, 'cause I love you.
overcrowded classrooms.
Sit down and quit copying off that elephant's paper.
Oh, mother! Oh, mother, do they... Zombies!
So, she my girl, man, she thrilled me. She thrilled me when she called me Tarzan. I love me thinking of the jungle all of the time. Boomba, boomba, ooh-la-la. As long as I'm king of the jungle, she will be mine.
Shouldn't I am Mr. Mumbles, and this is Mantle Moon, continuing until dawn here on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Lots of whatever going on, and that's just how it is.
Iron Eyes Yeast presents Lights Out. Everybody. Dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. Some people seem to have the idea that cruelty between human beings is an invention brought on with the machine age. Tonight's play, however, goes back to another day and another machineless time, when man's inhumanity to man was quite the same. But first, Frank Martin for Iron Eyes Yeast.
You keep watching the clock because you're so run down and jittery, so often overtired that it seems the day will never end. If that's how you feel, and if vitamin B1 and iron shortage is what's to blame, for your own sake, try Iron Eyes Yeast Tablets. These pleasant little tablets give you vitamin B1 plus iron. They've been a splendid benefit to men and women who were deficient in these vital substances. Help them regain glorious strength, energy, and needed pounds, often in just a few short weeks. That's right. The name is Ironized Yeast Tablets. And now, lights out. Everybody. The time, Russia, in the time of the Tsars. The place, the dread, cold, bleak island, Sakhalin, off the coast of Siberia, where the imperial ruler sent political prisoners to a living death.
Come in, Sergeant. Stop that noise. Come in.
Your Highness?
Yes, yes. Why do you stand there? What is it? Speak up, you empty head.
Your Highness, the prisoners are ready there in the courtyard.
Oh, yes, yes, the prisoners. I've been looking forward to this. Quickly, a gun.
They're here at the window, Your Excellency.
Ah, yes, so they are. Ah, loaded and ready, eh, Yakov? You're becoming quite efficient.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Three little pigeons, their faces to the wall, awaiting the will of God. Only in this instance, my benediction is a lead bullet. Well, open the window and we'll...
Sinikov, what are you doing?
Marina, as usual, my dear, you are just in time. The sport is just about to begin.
What? What is it?
Come to the window.
Yes.
You see them there, faces to the wall.
Well?
The human head is a much more interesting target than a bit of paper tacked against the wall, eh, little Marina?
Oh, but what have they done?
Does that matter? Poor men, they're constantly getting into trouble.
It must be wonderful.
What?
To know that you hold the lives of 2,000 men in your hands. To know that whenever you will it, you can crush the hand into a
stick. Yakov, the window.
Yes, Your Excellency.
You hear, Marina? Mercy.
Yes.
I'll give them mercy. See, a perfect shot.
Oh, you do not try to kill them at once, eh, Renico?
Oh, I'm through in this spot. A shot here, a shot there. It's most amusing.
Let me try with a short, fat one.
You? All right, why not?
I never knew there could be such sport on this accursed
A man of cleverness can always find sport, even in a frozen cell. Well, shoot. Achlino, Achlino. Look at him flop around like a wounded duck.
Very fat duck.
Ah, what a pair he makes, Marina. Quickly, give me the gun. There is yet another. No, wait, I'll get another gun. We will shoot together. Such spot. I told you you would have an enjoyable time on Sahagin, my little Marina. I told
you
that...
Your Excellency, the doctor, Your Excellency.
Well, what is it, Gentry's Embassy? What do you want?
If Your Excellency, please, a message, an official one from St. Petersburg.
Well, give it to me, you fool. Give it to me.
Yes, Your Excellency. What is it? What?
Jacob, shut the window.
Yes, Excellency.
And the same time, a surprise. Torturing me, the meddling fools, the bureaucratic fools. I could kill them. I could kill them all. Why must you meddle? Why won't you leave me alone and protect us?
Prince, control yourself. What is it? What have they ordered you to do? You must tell me quickly. What is the news?
What news? The government is sending another one of their infernal inspectors.
Oh.
For 2 years, they've let me alone. For 2 years. And now another one of those fool inspectors. He must not get here.
But, Tennikoff, what is the difference? While he is here, all can be peaceful and quiet. A kindergarten full of the satisfied little children.
It is not what I do to the prisoners that concerns them. It is my account.
Your account?
Marina, listen to me. I told you that in 2 more years I could retire, you with me, to life befitting a gentleman.
Yes?
Where do you think the money comes from? I will tell you. From the coal mines near Onor, from the salt mines on the northern end of this island, from the gold in the stream.
Oh.
I quickly discovered when they sent me here that a clever man could make a good thing out of the enforced labor of these miserable prisoners. And I have made a good thing. 2 more years. But now this infernal inspector. He will make his report, investigation. I'll be ruined. Marina Petrovna, that man must not get here. He must not get here.
You will find a way.
Who will I? Yakov, come here. You thick-headed fool, must I yell my lungs out? Come closer. Come closer.
Your Excellency?
You were drunk again last night.
Drunk? No, Your Excellency.
Close your mouth. I've had enough of your drunkenness. Perhaps if it, no, 100 lashes with a whip will teach you a lesson. The brave sergeant's face grows green with fright.
He is death, Your Excellency.
You know that only too well, eh, Yakov? They have died under your whip with fewer than...
Your mercy, Excellency, I will do anything you want.
You
anything.
Are a good
oh, mercy, all has mercy, mercy, Excellency.
Stop that sniveling and mercy, listen to me closely. There is a certain man destined to arrive in Nikolayeva within 2 weeks. He'll be in charge of the boat, which is to bring him across the 30 miles to very treacherous water, which very fortunately separates us from the mainland. If during this most dangerous trip, there should be a little accident, well, Marina?
You are very clever, Renikoff.
Honored one.
Well, Sergeant, very thoughtful of Commandant Trenikov, I must say, sending an entire squad of soldiers to give me safe conduct. But I doubt if all the Tsar's armies could calm the waters between us and Sakhalin. Nor could they.
The passage is always very rough, Your Excellency.
Tell me, how many miles across?
30, Your Excellency. Commandant Trenikov has made your safe arrival my personal responsibility.
Well, the wind is getting stronger, if anything. That's a mighty small launch. For so much angry water, Sergeant.
I have made the crossing hundreds of times, Your Excellency. There is no danger.
How much further, Sergeant?
Only 5 miles.
5 miles, too many as far as I'm concerned. It certainly would be in a situation if the engine stopped.
If you will excuse me, Your Excellency, I will make sure everything is in order.
Of course, of course. From the sound of it, that engine needs attention. Go ahead.
Спасибо, спасибо. Your Excellency, the engine.
What about the engine? What happened?
Broken down completely. Your Excellency, we are most able.
Stop jabbering, you fool. Tell the helmsman to keep the boat headed into the wind. Don't stand there like an empty-headed fool. Go, do something.
No, Your Excellency, it is no use. We have lost the propeller shaft, broke down in the bulkhead. We are sinking.
Come on, the lifeboat. Order them into them quickly.
Yes, Your Excellency. To the lifeboat. Man, to the boat.
Cut the rope, you fool. Cut the rope.
To the boat.
Divide up your men, Sergeant. Clean this boat, clean the other.
Ivan, Yasin, Sorin, and this boat. Bring the axes. Cut the rope. That rope there. Get that one.
There she goes.
Jump, everyone. Jump.
Sergeant, you get the rudder. Come on, men. Give me a hand with the door. Pull, men. Pull away from the launch. Or we'll pull it down with it. Pull.
That's it, men. That's it. We're safe enough.
Wait, Sergeant, what are you doing? Keep us out of the trough of that wave. It'll swamp us. Sergeant, swim, the rudder will drown. Sergeant, go!
The devil takes that shot. Just as Laurent sinks, the devil's fog comes rolling. Infernal telescope. We can see nothing.
Your Excellency.
Sergeant, how did you...
Your Excellency, I have come to report.
Your clothes, dripping wet. You did not drown.
I am the best swimmer on the island, Your Excellency.
You're tired, yes.